I didn't think it was possible to pee off Margot Robbie. She just comes across as so cool, calm, collected, quite chilled out.
Unflappable.
Sure. But while she has been doing the rounds, doing the promo rounds, spruiking the movie Mary, Queen of Scots, which I'm very excited to go and see, she was asked about her child status.
As in, is she no longer one or...?
No, because she's been married to her hubby for a couple of years now, 2 years, in fact. Mm. Tom, who is also in the biz.
Good move, marrying a Tom.
Yeah, good on them. They asked her, like, oh, are you going to have kids? She's like, why are you asking me about kids? Like, I'm here to talk about the movie.
Yeah, okay.
Why are you asking? Do you ask the male actors, oh, are you going to take some time out between movies to have a child?
Hmm.
And I know it seems like something that people harp on about, and I so did not want to talk about this morning. We have spoken off air over the last couple of days. I was like, I didn't want to talk about this. I just did not want to.
Yeah.
And I don't know how often you and Carly get asked about kids, and you've got one on the way, so good on you. You're doing what people do when they get married. They go and they have a kid.
Yeah.
But you did it quite quickly as well, so I don't feel like the question's got an opportunity to start.
No, it's quite surprisingly quickly, actually.
Yeah, no, well done, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Whereas I'm approaching my 5-year wedding anniversary and people still go, have you changed your mind?
Mm.
Because my husband and I, we're not having kids.
Yeah.
I would like to put this out there. I made the decision not to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Second to that, I cannot have kids, but that's second to that. I made the decision not to have kids.
Sure.
Because if I wanted to have kids, I could adopt, or maybe we could find a surrogate or something.
Sure,
There's options out there.
There are options, sure.
I just become immune to it in the end. I'm like, whatever, I don't have a uterus, go away. And I like to shut people down like that really quickly because then they stop asking questions. But it annoys me for people like, I don't know what Margot Robbie's situation is, but let's hypothesise and say that her and Tom have tried to have kids and she can't.
Yeah.
You could be causing her such a great deal of pain. And I've watched so many friends spend years on IVF or they've been on the waiting list to try and adopt for years and years and years. Because they can't physically have kids, or they've decided that their way of having kids is going to be through adoption. And it just hasn't happened for them yet.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm saying is stop asking. Stop asking women if they're going to have kids because you're not asking men.
Yeah.
And it's really frustrating when you're seeing someone as unbelievably talented as Margot Robbie, who is producing and acting in some of the biggest movies that we're seeing. Her career has nothing to do with the fact a child may or may not be occupying her body at some point. But I think above and beyond the career thing, you don't realise that you could actually be hurting someone.
Triggering them, yeah.
So I'm more concerned about that more than anything else. As I say, I didn't want to talk about it today, but I just thought I'd put it out there. If you pee off one of the women that I love and adore so much, which is Margot Robbie, well, then you're peeing off me too. Okay. And she doesn't know it, but geez, I've got her back.
Okay.